The new exhibition hall is actually taking place of the old floral hall, so all of the different displays from all the different departments will be in that building. 4-H used to have their displays in floral hall. 4-H is doing something a little different this year as far as their displays, and I think people are going to enjoy the way it's set up. Rather than having club booths, they're having project booths, so you'll have all the different clubs of, say, photography all in one booth. So you'll be able to kind of take a look at the different projects and in those booths.
And I know this year you told us off the air that, you know, in Floral Hall there's nothing for the 2023 fair, but I know it was really exciting that the building didn't have to get torn down, that it's still here. So just speak a little bit, you know, now seeing the building still here, that's got to be pretty rewarding for you.
Yes, we know that this building is so special to the both the fair board and to the community. It's, again, one of our historic buildings on the grounds, and we've been talking about it for several years, and finally we decided, it just got to the point where it was not a very user-friendly building for everyone, so we decided we were going to have to build a new building, and we were worried about tearing it down. But then we had a very generous donor came forward and said, if we keep Floral Hall on the grounds, this person stepped up and gave a donation to build the building for us. And we were so appreciative of it, both keeping Floral Hall and getting a brand new building.